Welcome to the Team TB 813 podcast, which is associated with Team TB 813, which you can follow us on Twitter at that handle, and also be sure to check out team813.com, which covers all of your Rays, Buccaneers, and Bolts news.
Welcome to Team 813 Podcast. This is your host, John Miles, along with my co-host, Vince. What's going on, buddy?
It's a beautiful Monday morning, afternoon, I guess. It's 2 o'clock where I am. But, you know, it's just been a heck of a weekend watching a lot of football and just seeing a lot of different things pop up on my newsfeed. How about you?
Yeah, about the same. All right, so let's get into it before we go ahead and dive into our topics. What was your takes this weekend from the playoffs?
I think that the Chiefs are going to be a very tough out, and I think it's going to end up being them in San Francisco. It really looks like you can't even put the Chiefs out. I mean, they were down 24-0, and they just came back and ended up going on a 51-7 run. And then I don't know if anybody's going to be able to move the ball again to San Francisco. I think that matchup is going to be the best thing for Fox since they host the Super Bowl. And I think it'll be a really fun matchup, have the best offense versus the best defense.
All right, who you got winning the Super Bowl if it's that matchup?
If it's that, I really want Pat Mahomes to win one. So, yeah, I guess I got to go with the Chiefs in there.
Yeah, I'm picking the Chiefs because since our team's out, Chiefs is the only thing. I was going to pick the Ravens and 49ers, but because that would have been a good matchup to see. But then again, I wouldn't mind seeing the Chiefs win it either.
Before we get into that, I don't know if you just saw, there's breaking news out of MLB. So this is from Jeff Passan from ESPN. He tweeted, breaking, Houston Astros GM Jeff Lundnow and manager A.J. Hinch have been suspended for 1 year after the MLB investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. So they finally came out with their decision.
Yeah, if they could just take care of the Red Sox, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, so they're going to end up losing. Both of those two are going to be suspended for the year. They're going to lose their first and second round draft picks in the next 2 years and a fine of $5 million.
Sheesh.
Not as heavy as I thought it was going to be, but it's still a pretty hefty setback for the Astros.
Especially losing Garrett Cole, too. So that's...
Yeah.
Something. All right, let's go ahead and get back into it. So...
The Rays avoided going to arbitration with only five arbitration eligible players. Tyler Glasnow settled for a little over $2 million. Oliver Drake settled for a little over $1 million. Hunter Renfro, 3.3 million after coming here from the Padres in the trade. David Robertson settled for a little over $1 million. And Chaz Rowe got 2.1. I think it's a good move for the Rays to avoid arbitration with any of their players. I know arbitration, growing up in New York, it's really tough to go through arbitration with your players. They could leave a little sour taste in their mouth. And it really is something that they could use against you when they become free agents. If they don't want to go, they're going to say, hey, you talked about how bad I was for all of these situations. And now just getting in good graces, hey, we'll just agree to settle outside of this so we don't have to go through all this horrible blood-spewing details of why we think that you aren't what you think you're worth.
Yeah. I still don't know the whole arbitration thing and how it all works. It's still news to me. So, what does this mean moving forward?
So arbitration is essentially these players are essentially getting a new contract because they haven't, they're not eligible to hit free agency yet. But so they can, each side, so a player and the team both can say, okay, I think you're worth this, and I think I'm worth this much. And then if they don't agree on that, they go to arbitration where it's settled by a third-party judge. And then the judge decides, okay, either the player gets what he said he wanted or he's going to get what the team said. There's no negotiating. But right now, because they avoided arbitration, they were able to negotiate it outside. They didn't have to go against each other and try to figure out how much this player was going to be getting for the season.
All right. So what's going on with moving forward for the Rays in 2020?
I still don't. I mean, it's a good sign. They have really good top three pitching in Snell, Glasnow, and Charlie Morton. I think they're going to compete for the AL East. I don't think they're going to end up getting it. I think the Yankees are just too stacked right now, especially getting Gerrit Cole. But I think they're going to make the wild card again. And they're going to have to play in that 163. And I think they're going to get big years out of some of their young players. And they're going to end up hosting the game this year instead of having to go all the way to Oakland as they did last year.
I'd say about the same thing. I don't think they'll win it. They might. It might be a repeat of last season. Might have a little struggle early on, but they probably just, they'll end up losing it by the All-Star weekend.
Yeah, the Yankees are just after,
the Yankees will be over, taking the division over by then.
Yeah, the Yankees are just too stacked right now to think that they're not going to win this division by a large margin.
I mean, everybody said that about the Red Sox last year, and they failed. So who knows? It could be a setback for them.
Yeah, it could.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
Transitioning from baseball, we had a little bit of football news, as even though the Buccaneers are out of the playoffs entirely, they had three players of theirs get named to the Pro Bowl. So outside linebacker Shaq Barrett, and then their two wide receivers, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, were both named to the Pro Bowl. Do any of these shock you? Do any of these Bucks that didn't make it, do any of those names that were omitted shock you?
The only one for me is Levante David, because there's been several things come out practically saying he's what his stats were. It was only done by Ray Lewis. So, I mean, if Levante David is this generation's Ray Lewis, that don't sit with me, because he's constantly getting snubbed out of his stats, and he's one of the biggest ones. Every year you can ask almost anybody's fan, and they'll tell you Levante David should be there every year.
Yeah, I think the linebacking core in general in the league is elite at this point, and I think it's just really hard to get more than one linebacker, especially into the Pro Bowl. And it was really either him or Shaq Barrett that would have made it, and I think Shaq Barrett really edged him out just a tiny bit in that.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq Barrett deserves it. I mean, he broke Warren Sapp's record, and he set a new franchise record. So, I mean, yeah, he deserved it, but it's just like, we want to see Levante make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that he should, but it would be really tough to see who he would have edged out on that roster, because I think linebackers are one of the most elite positions right now in football. I think this is the generation that the linebackers are that high up in league's history. So I think it's just a little tough, especially to try to put two linebackers from the same team. I think that's a little tough. But Chris Godwin and Shaq Barrett both were also named to the All-Pro team. So two big awards given to Tampa there as the Associated Press, this team selected by a panel of 50 national media members, and they gave the nod to Barrett and Godwin. I think this is well-deserved. I really love Chris Godwin on offense, especially with Mike Evans' injury history a little bit. Just giving a nice receiver to depend on. And then, as you said, Shaq Barrett just breaking Warren Sapp's record this year. I think those were two really worthy players to pop up.
Yeah, they both deserve it. And if you want to take a look, you can go over to teammate13.com. You can find out the Bucks offseason plan that I wrote up and see who I personally chose to be re-signed and everything. You can find latest mock draft I've done there too. When are we going to look forward to seeing yours?
I'm not a GM, so I don't know how in-depth I could get mine, because reading yours was a little more in-depth than I think I could even get on the Bucks. I'm one of those guys that completely destroy a franchise when I play Madden in like 2-3 years. So I don't know how good mine would be. I mean, I'll probably end up trying it and see if I could do it, but I can't say 100% that mine would be anywhere near as good.
It's a thought that counts, but you know, it's nothing really more than a little bit of predictions. But anyway, we'll go ahead, go on to the next one.
So the Lightning just yesterday snapped their their win streak. Yeah. And right now they're sitting at 27-14-4, second in the Atlantic Division, behind the Bruins. And right now, I mean, Tampa has to be one of the favorites for the Stanley Cup. Obviously, we could have said that last year before they got eliminated in the first round. I think this team has a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they're really playing well. They have the player of the week in, I'm totally going to butcher his name, Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
With two shutouts on the week. And this team is really clicking, and I mean, it's going to be tough to out the Bruins in this Atlantic Division, but I think they could end up doing it. And they're playing great on both home and on the road. It's not like they're just dominating one. And they're hot right now. I think they could put off a really big streak, even past losing this win streak that they had.
They're still in a good position for a playoff spot, so they just got to keep it up.
Yeah, I never got to tell you this, but I got to see Steven Stamkos. I was actually driving, and he pulled over in a gas station. I only knew him because of his license plate. It was something funny, and I pulled over, and I went to laugh and tell him that I thought it was really funny, and it ended up being him. And it was pretty funny. And now just seeing him continue to do his thing, he hasn't produced well in the past couple games, but just seeing him pretty much lead this this Lightning team in general, I think it's really funny just to see and just be able to talk to him and laugh about just his license plate.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But we got the day off today. Lightning will be back at it tomorrow against the Los Angeles Kings at 7 o'clock at Amalie Arena. So if you're in the area, make sure you get out to the Lightning game. We also got this weekend, we got East-West Shrine at the Trop. And then we got Senior Bowl coming up. So get ready for NFL draft mode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too great with predicting prospects right now. I'm starting my annual looking into a lot of these guys and seeing who fits. The Bucks have a lot of questions that to answer this offseason, pretty much leading with Jameis. Do you think that he stays? Do you think that he's going to go? I know you touched on it in your in your offseason plan?
I mean, that's just personally what I would do. But if you haven't checked it out, then go check it out and you'll find out my answer. But what do I think the Bucks will do? I think they'll probably just re-sign him to a 1 or 2 year deal, and they'll probably draft a quarterback. Because when I say that, it's not to be cliche or whatever. I don't think Andy Dalton's going to be the answer. I don't think they're going to get Andrew Luck out of retirement, because if he comes out of retirement, then we're going to have to do like what we did to Arizona for Bruce Arians. We're going to have to pay the Colts something because he was still under their contract or whatever. So I don't think that's going to happen. More than likely, Breeze and Brady's going to retire if they do. Or if they come back, they'll probably find a way to stay with their teams. So right now, I don't see any good quarterbacks coming out. So suck it up, take the good with the bad, draft a quarterback, whichever one falls to us.
Yeah, and I think the same
just
thing.
Have the quarterback, the rookie, in place. Let him learn under the first year. So that way when he gets into his second year, he'll know the system. We won't see the 30 for 30s again. He won't have a horrible thing, you know. And then again, there's people saying, well, why don't you let Ryan Griffin do it? Yeah, he might have been here forever, but he's only played those 4 snaps. He's pretty basically a rookie. He's never played a full game. So, like I said, just draft a rookie. Doesn't matter which one it is. Just, you know, pick the one that's going to work in Bruce Arians' scheme. And if Winston falls and he shits the bed, give the rookie a shot. Let him get a little experience. And then in year 2, let the rookie take over.
Yeah. I mean,
that would be the realistic thing to do.
Yeah, the Bucks don't really have a good spot where they could probably find a quarterback that falls to 14th. I mean, I don't think, even with Tua's injury, I don't think he's going to fall there. And honestly, I don't even think that they should pick a quarterback with their first round pick. I think they could wait a little bit more in the draft if they were to draft a quarterback. I'm in agreement with you with this whole Jameis getting another year. I think that the Bucks had their plan leak a couple weeks before the season ended, that they were planning on keeping Jameis. I don't think that you could really change that right now, even if Bruce Arians might want to. I think you have to wait a little bit. You were essentially a game from the playoffs at some point. And this Bucks team is better than a 7-9 record that they ended up with. I think they have a lot of questions on defense that they have to also go on with a lot of free agents to be. And, I mean, unless Jameis is going to ask for the entire house, I don't know if you could let him go with who's available. I mean, would it be a nice fantasy to have someone like a Drew Brees that's a free agent, someone like a Tom Brady even down the road? Yes, but I don't think that there's going to be that huge of a quarterback on the market. And I think you want to go with the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about on this before we close it up?
I was going to say, not really. I mean, we just pretty much touched on it, and, you know, it's practically, you know, we got to just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're in the waiting game for a lot of these sports. As we wait for spring training to pop up for the Rays, we wait for some off-season moves to happen for the Bucks. We wait on a little bit for the Lightning to get further down the season and essentially get into the playoffs in the beginning of April. So right now we're in a little bit of a holding pattern, but we will be back soon. So be prepared for more episodes regularly, as me and John are going to be here to record on a more consistent schedule than we have been. So make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you are new. Check out the website, Team813. And we will talk to you guys in our next episode.
Yeah. Tell them how they can get a hold of you in social media.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at VinPensaBenny. And then you want to plug yours?
Yep. You can find me at Peter Crew or at Team813. So keep it locked right here. This has been the Team813 podcast.